Weather isn't partisan, but those who control the state's snowplow fund can be. As a result, political bickering between the administration and majority Republicans threatened to reduce plowing in rural areas. That hasn't happened yet, however.
The bottom line is the roads are being plowed.
Freshman Representative Dan Lemahieu had worried that gridlock under the dome would clog state roads with snow, so the Republican lawmaker suggested replacing this year's road maintenance money with $8 million from the state's general fund.
We were concerned about safety on the roads. You've got basketball teams going to play basketball games, coming home from basketball games at 9, 10 o'clock at night. I don't want buses going off the road.
Lemahieu says his legislation probably won't go forward now that the Transportation Department has revoked its order for reduced plowing, something officials initially thought necessary because of a dwindling maintenance fund. Lemahieu and other Republicans think there is enough money and audits underway. While the numbers are crunched, counties continue to clear snow on state highways and try to steer clear of the political crossfire. Steve Hegg is highway superintendent for Dane County.
We aren't exactly sure yet what's going to happen. What we're dealing with right now, and the way we're looking at from the county aspect of it anyway, we are going to be doing our business as usual.
Republicans say there would have been plenty of money for plowing if the governor hadn't taken transportation funds to help plug the state deficit. However, the administration says Republicans created the snow plow shortfall by raiding the maintenance fund for more new highway construction. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.